But in a pit of your heart, seek love, seek motivation, seek guidance. Ask and you shall receive, that is true. And within this dream, before I spoke on this mother and daughter march within these areas where people are tired of their sons dying or their daughters even. Before that, I had a dream, and I think I spoke on this about this, where these Leviathan-like creatures came out the water, and people had to walk in twos. This is a dream I had, I would say 5 years ago around that time, probably longer, probably less. And you know how weird dreams are, but they symbolism. It's true. It's you just have to interpret and discern it. Well, I noticed these little girls, and I'm focusing on them. Everybody was being tried, but my focus was on these little girls because they were distraught. And I encouraged them to hold hands, walk in twos, and you would not be harmed. For some reason, I don't know why that was said, but you discern dreams, those who discern. So in this, the Leviathan did not touch these people, those with faith and those who were walking in twos and holding hands and having faith. But I say that because dreams is my department, one of them. And the uniqueness of that with this dream that I had at that time and that vision coming about. So moving on, surrender your will. I surrender my will to the Most High because, yes, He gives us free will, but we are in flesh, the sinful thing. For I trusted in the hands of the Most High, so I gave my will back to the Most High a long time ago. So, yes, we do make mistakes here and there, but still, that is something that I feel safe that the Most High, all-seeing, all-knowing, why not give my will to Thee? I had a long time ago to taken an oath and a vow to keep these things and to keep Thy word and to, in another vow I've done in retrospect to the violence and chaos, is to not to harm my brother. Knowing that my brother has come up against me many times in life, and I say this symbolically and perpetually throughout history, that we have came up against each other. For I dread that. How can a brother kill a brother? Though these things are shown within histories, again, within recordings, but yet still, it is something that is so old that we need to be far away from. For we are cultural, we are heritage, we are family. Discern the tree, the leaf, the stem, the branch, the trunk, the root is all one, and that is a representation of us. So, knowing that my brother, there are brothers out there that will still harm their brother. But knowing that you are still protected, that weapon that their brother may come against you may end up in your hand, and you may, by self-defense, spiritual self-defense, use it against them. But we should not have our minds on violence and coming against our own. If you are a believer of the Most High, and the Most High sees not what the color of your flesh is or your intentions or whatever you believe, He sees your soul and discern what that means. It is in Scripture. Yes, there were beneficial factors that came about for certain nations and groups. It is a book speaking of the ancient Hebrew scriptures, speaking of the ancient Hebrew heritage and who they came across in their lifetimes. But its purpose for all people, for all nations, are within Scripture. So moving on, modern day prophets and prophetesses working in places that if they seen a time machine, which we have a spiritual time machine within us that is dreams, that is the Most High, showing and revealing things through us through His grace and by His angels as well, for angels are amongst you. But we have our prophets and prophetesses, those of saints and elders, and those of goodly things, of goodly statuses, working in fast food restaurants, little jobs, doing this and that, but see the patience and humbleness within that. For the Most High has brought us down because we had pumped ourselves in the past, being one and being one nation, but chasing other idols, eventually having ego against each other and being distraught to be conquered, to be infiltrated. So have faith, for nothing can infiltrate your faith and belief and strength, sure strength, in faith upon that in which created these things, which is the Most High, the Almighty, the Dreadful and Merciful. So I spoke on this so that these spiritual people, and I've seen every retrospect of race having a spiritual gift, but a lot of them and within their specific races or nations don't hearken or do not have or do not do the works of, just a few. And it's sad that the few shall make it. The Most High's word shall not be broken. He tells not lies. Don't invent and create it and had it allowed to become to pass through his those who he chose for certain things. For the wicked and evil is amongst you to try and test by the Most High and to move away wicked and evil people. So hearken not to these things, fear not these things, fear the Most High. For I fear the losing and the turning away of the Most High away from me, more so than anything. For I surely fear the Most High, of course, but greater I fear his absence away for my deeds, his walking away and turning away because of my works. No, I fear that many things upon the Most High. But fear not these things, these earthly things. Yes, respect people. There's nothing wrong with respect. But fear the Most High who created these people that you respect or may not respect, but have order within yourself. We had this in ancient times, and we fell. And now we look as if we weren't a good and valiant and royal people, which we are. And if you discern that the prophets, you know, prophecy and how it rains and it doesn't rain on the days of prophecy, those days of the Most High communicating with these people, not necessarily bringing out what has been prophesied, because they can be given a prophecy upon days that it doesn't rain, but reveal that prophecy upon days that it do rain. So basically what I'm saying is to clear up and give understanding and understanding and standing upon knowledge of happenings and spiritual meanings, sure discernment. And look into these things and confirm them yourself. Get out the habit of just listening to something profound and just running with it. See it with your own eyes, please, I pray. That's Satan, and please do not play or even call that name, but that Satan moves around and is highly deceitful. To even deal with it is to be possessed. Do not play with this. There are, yes, certain people with spiritual gifts, and we have lost the guideline, you know, the outline of our mission upon this earth. But it's with us, I surely say, it's in you. Hearken. Listen to that small, still voice in you, that first thought, that dream. Interpret it correctly or seek proper interpretation. Communicate to the Most High that you need assistance and help. It shall come to pass. And do not count the time or days when it should come to pass. Be patient. Patience is the gift. Oh, it surely is a gift that we do not see. Again, a few are chosen. The most will not make it. This is scripture. So I say this so people could get out the discouragement of wanting to completely save everything. No, pray for it. Do what you can do and move on. For the few are chosen. And worry not about the rest, but have a good heart and a praying heart that you care about these, the rest of the people. Oh, you're not knowing who's who and what, but the Most High knows all. Just be humble. For if you discern the scripture, he does not like when you are happy and joyful upon the demise of somebody else receiving their judgment, their wrath. Do not celebrate upon that, but have joy upon his judgment that you are saved, and that greatness is with you. Do not look down on those who are in sin and wishing a curse or seeing that their curse may be upon them. Assist if you can. And if you know that darkness is amongst a path in which you are attempting to walk in, cast it away, rebuke it. Or be not by it, or walk not near the path of it. Stay upon the righteous path that is placed before you. Those, these words may seem like words to others, but for those who hear, hear. For those who see, see. For those who accept this goodness, and these good words that I brought about into the pits of their heart. Oh, blessed be thou. But those who have pain shall feel it. In the bellows, in the depths of their soulless selves, causing them torment and pain in the gut. For worry not about who's who, what's, and your valiant, that valiant person that you see, that you look up to, is not with you. Seek not about these physical things, for there is surely a spiritual war, and there surely is control on the spiritual realm, as above, so below. Know that there is a happy ending to this, a good ending of a vast and beautiful story, and also a story that has been wretched at times. But in the end, if you are on that team, if you have that jersey, or if you have that divine name within your head, your mind, your heart, your soul, and if you follow the works, though we stumble, we live in flesh. But if you follow the works, the commandments, statutes, that's what we used to call back in the day. And still to these days, these are commandments and statutes. Follow the commands of the Most High, the workings of his creation bestowed unto us to operate within, to soon graduate in the end. For spiritually, those who dream of being in schools and behind desks and seeing certain things that I revealed in the past, you are upon the right path. Trust me, you are. But that does not mean that as days go by that you may make a mistake. Be in repentance. Rebuke evil. Do not get into spouts of cursing and all this and that. Not the cursing of what you discern, but the curses in which the ancient way, the ancient recordings, what they knew what curses was. There are certain people with certain knowledge, and they do these things. But they are righteous and holy people who do know the ordinances of the Most High that has been bestowed unto them. For the Most High knows all things, and we do not know all things of the Most High, for the Most High is infinite, eternal. If we knew all things, then our Most High is limited, and is not Most High, and we would not call the Most High Most High, but the Most High is surely the Most High, the God of all, the creator of all things. Try not to wrap your head around that. The Most High is infinite. Give your love, even though your love cannot stretch around. For the Most High is eternal. But he sees your heart. Do love and separate yourself from evil, from people who you know who's consistently bringing you down, who are not right, even though they seem right. But do what is in your spirit that the Most High puts there. You should have known and can discern from a good spirit and a bad spirit. I pray that this is made simple to your ears, for I tried to make this as simple as possible, though knowing that most of my recordings and videos and expressions are deep. But I pray that this is discerned, and that love surely reigns, and that we will not be continually bamboozled by these evils. See it for what it is, and pray that change will come. That's not being faithless. That's not being, you know, silly and then seeing bad things come about. No, have faith and pray again. I don't care if bad keep coming. Keep having faith. Keep praying. That is your weapon. That is your shield. It has protected you to this time, hasn't it? Love each other while we're here. Worry not about our transitions. Cry when we need to, but think about those good things when we lose people. Enjoy each other. We transition. We are beyond this flesh. We surely are. I'm saying it all the time because I see it and know it since a child, but not saying as proof or to worship me or to think of me as something beyond. For I do not idolize myself or put myself up to be idolized, for that is a sin. Love, have peace. Most High, bless this. Keep faith in the people that needs it, and continue the faith that we already have, and let us not falter or be deterred. All praises be unto you, Most High. All love. Protect this flock. Keep them. They need you. They have somber eyes and sad eyes, and they need thee. They are lost and disconfigured and discombobulated. Oh, bring that peaceful voice upon them so they know where to go and know that where they are going is surely peace and rest and not destruction. For destruction is upon the wicked and has been, and changes or in progress and in the process, and they do not see, though the wicked and others may see, as tact to not reveal that until the flock, so to keep the flock as a disarray. But know, you are all power, Most High, for you shall gain your flock back, and every knee shall bow. Surely they shall fear thee. And fear thee in respect and love, and not having to walk on the perpetual eggshells and glass upon this world, being tormented by these evils. For there is surely safe grounds. Follow that voice, and you shall find it. Have faith, for the Most High has given you the promised land, and is there, has given you the kingdom. Be patient and have faith continually, and you shall see in the end. All praises to the Most High. All blessings. Love. Amen.